This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey there. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to ENN. On this, a lovely, and it really was a lovely day, Thursday in the tri-state, I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael K.
Oh, you would take Gross because you want to make out with him.
Normal. And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
That actually happened.
And you know, and at the time, I didn't think anything of it. That's the thing. That's a great point. That's what troubles you. Because in the moment, we thought, yep, this just sounds like Don.
Yeah, it's Don.
And then you hear a drop later, and you go, we have a maniac in our midst.
We have to hear
it.
You got to hear Cannibal Corpse, and it'll all come together.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll line that up.
Let's go to a concert.
Oh, yeah. That's
Cannibal
right,
Corpse, yeah.
Michael, you're a big Cannibal Corpse guy, aren't you?
I have for years.
You got it. It's really good music, seriously.
Is that true?
I think so.
Well, dig
it up. It doesn't matter, Anthony, because if they're swearing, you're not going to know anyway. Just throw it up on YouTube.
Here we go.
See if it sticks.
Do you mean a hammer smash face?
That's a good one.
Okay.
Wait for it.
So far, Michael, what do you think?
Stinks.
Gotta hear the lyrics.
But you said we don't understand them.
Oh, listen to that bass. That's good stuff, man. But well, we gotta
let's
get to
move
the,
on, Peter.
But we need the vocals. It makes no sense without
the
vocals.
I know, yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah. So
fine, let's talk Gerrit Cole for a minute, guys. He's good at the baseball. 5-1 now. Last night against the Rays, 8 innings pitched, 0 earned runs. Good thing, too, because the Yankees only got one of their own. 12 strikeouts, 0 walks, and Aaron Boone just glowing, rejoicing in the glory that is Gerrit Cole.
He's so good and so fun to watch and so versatile out there and able to, you know, get you out in so many different ways. You know, he was very pitch efficient early on there. Anytime he did lose leverage in a count, got behind, he made big pitches, maybe made one mistake to a Rosarena for the double that, you know, fortunately stayed in. You know, he leaned on every pitch in different ways and different times and was creative in getting guys out. And it was just a lot of fun to watch him operate tonight and really, really dominate.
Michael, earlier when you were talking about the rehab and you were describing good pitches being thrown well, a pitcher who's getting close to return. What are some inside baseball terms you could now use in 2021 that people would use to describe pitches that we never heard in our lives prior to 2019?
I have no idea what you just said.
I have no idea either.
That's unfortunate.
But what are you talking about?
Can you try to describe someone who's pitching well?
Filthy.
Filthy's old. Filthy's old.
It's old?
I meant something new.
All right, what do you have?
I didn't know one. I wanted one from
you. It hits different.
No, I meant dumb baseball terminology.
Filthy.
Okay. No. Nope,
you think the dumb baseball terminology changes? Stays dumb.
And you add a Y to any of the end of
it.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Aaron doesn't call him Coley.
Garrity doesn't really work. Changes
Garrity
his name.
Doesn't work.
Changes his name altogether.
Yeah.
But wasn't there even – what was the way you were describing pitching the other day that pitchers try to
– Tunneling.
Tunneling. Yeah, what else? And I mean words like that.
Tunneling.
He's really finding his – I don't know.
Arm slot.
Yeah.
Arm slot?
Yeah.
I didn't know arm slot. Thank you.
How about the lighter love this one, the hitting the quadrants.
Okay, see, I knew it would just take a minute. We got you guys. He is very good, though. Let's hear from Garrett Cole. He said he enjoys
scissoring
just...
is also one that.
Sorry,
scissoring.
No, Michael, you're
when
no.
You
you're...
Throw, when you throw it, like if there's a right-handed batter up,
okay,
and a right-handed pitcher throws a pitcher on the outside corner that moves to the outside corner, right. Then turns the ball in like a changeup, throws the next pitch going inside. That's called scissoring.
They need to reevaluate. That.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
I that's not how I've used that term before. I'm not saying I've ever used the term, but it wasn't. Let's move on, shall we? Let's hear from Coley. He loves the big moment. He just enjoys being out there.
We certainly enjoy playing in meaningful games. You know, there's a lot going on today, and it's a bit challenging to get focused, I guess, for the game. Once you're there, it's kind of business as usual. So I try to keep that mindset all the time, and I think it's helpful when there's a little bit more on the line.
You know what's weird is that I watch him pitch. I'm giddy. I love watching this guy pitch. I don't feel like I'm working. I just feel like it's a privilege to watch this guy pitch. That's how good he is.
Have you ever watched the nude?
I've done every inning of every game this year. I don't think it would be proper work.
Got it. I hear you.
Work behavior to like strip down in the nude in front of David Cohn and Meredith. But
that's 100% true.
I say my best friend's Dan Grasso, and automatically we make out. But meanwhile, the way he talks about Cole, it's not on the table.
I know. He's shaming me.
You would
me.
Take Gross because you want to make out with him.
See? That happened on this program.
Because you and Gross have nothing in common.
Stop saying that. They have literally almost everything in common. They're almost the same person.
It's
they
so true.
They are not. Dan is a little wisp of a man. Don's a big behemoth.
Wait, physical size is what determines how much one has in common? So, like, the movie Twins, for example, that must have been really hard.
But by the way, I don't know if you realize it, like, with the Ben Affleck and Batman thing, it's not real. It's fiction.
But I'm just saying you can't
even... Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are not twins.
But what I'm saying is you couldn't even enjoy the movie because you're like, these guys are too physically different in size.
Yeah,
their stature would prevent them from having a friendship.
Absolutely. That's the way I looked at it.
I'm friends with the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
Okay.
He's a,
but
he's
you're
a
not best friends.
No, but we're very close. I consider him a real pal.
Yeah.
Everyone I like in WWE is gigantic.
Why are you going to Miami, by the way? For what reason?
I'm glad you asked, Michael. I have to be in Tampa on Sunday for WrestleMania Backlash, of course, available on WWE Network on Peacock. But I am doing a podcast in Miami, a very beloved hip-hop podcast called Drink Champs, and they do it in South Beach. So I'm swinging by South Beach and then going to Tampa. Tomorrow night, may party with the Kardashians. We'll see what the night brings. I don't know, you know?
So your mom and dad are there and you're just leaving them?
Well, they're going upstate on Saturday, and I'm going to see them again on Monday.
So they're taking Bear?
No. Okay.
You don't need to go any further.
That's okay. Bear is with his mother. He's coming back Monday. So okay. Bear's accounted for. Everyone's okay. What do you say?
You're bringing the Natster?
To Miami?
Yeah.
First of all, so far I have not introduced the nickname the Natster. It sounded
better
like
than Minderoo.
It is better than Minderoo. No, she actually was considering going on the trip, but I'm going to Miami for 5 minutes.
While you're away, does she need company? Does she want to come over to the house?
See, now this is
barbecue?
Where, see,
okay,
this.
Okay, Ben.
But my wife and kids are there.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure that's what Affleck said. All right, let's move on. The New York Knicks are in the playoffs.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's official. You're welcome as a Celtics fan who they have done absolute. You know what's frustrating? I don't know if you guys have ever been in this experience. I guess not because this is so unique. My team has already fully given up and moved on, and we can't get out of the play-in game. I'm going to have to dial in. I'm going to have to watch a Celtics play-in game for no reason.
Well, if they really want to get out, they just lose.
I mean, I know, but like, I already feel like the whole season's over, and they're going to have to play. Now, we talked about this earlier. The Knicks, at this point, are sitting at the 6, which would match them up with the number 3 Milwaukee Bucks, hoping, I think all Knicks fans are, that they will jump into either the 4 or 5 slot so they could play Atlanta or Miami. But no matter what, congratulations to Knicks fans. This is going to be a very fun few weeks.
New York, we here.
That's right. They're really going with that as like their catchphrase, huh?
Yep.
Have you noticed it? That, it's in every promo.
The guy who said it, Julius Randle. So for making the All-Star game this year, the All-Star team, he got $975,000 bonus.
Whoa.
For the Knicks making the playoffs, he got a $975,000 bonus.
Whoa.
Pretty good, huh?
By the way, right? he earned it. The the NBA Instagram page put up a video yesterday of Randle running back on defense after making a free throw.
Uh-huh.
He just goes harder than most people do. Like, let's be honest.
He's the Garrett Cole of the NBA.
How hard he goes?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's as good as Garrett Cole, but he is very, very
good. No, he's not as good.
Very,
not many
very
people
good.
Are. Maybe Dan Grosser.
The NBA has created an award named after Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's the Social Justice Champion Award. The award recognizes a player who best embodies Abdul-Jabbar's strive for social justice and racial equality. The inaugural winner will be announced during the playoffs and will receive $100,000 from the league to donate to the organization of his choosing. Four additional finalists will receive $25,000. Cool to have Abdul-Jabbar has lived quite a life. By the way, he's an amazing writer right now.
He's one of my favorite guests ever on Center Stage. The only Center Stage that we actually extended to an hour and a half. Couldn't cut any of it.
There was just no way to cut. It was too good.
Because everything was brilliant, and he really opened up, and he's a huge baseball fan. I mean, tremendously big.
I'm going to ask you a question because I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And if your answer is wrong, it will permanently change the way I think about you.
Okay.
Did you talk about the movie Airplane at all?
You know what? It was so long ago. I believe I did. I believe we did.
An hour and a half. You had to.
You had to. You have to.
This guy's. We could have done a 10-hour Center Stage and not gotten everything.
What's the?
By
most...
the way, it's in the book. By the way, which is coming out June 15th. You can order now on Amazon.
What's the most of all the interesting parts of his life? What's the most interesting area you think?
Well, he's kind of like one of the first players, Peter. That really dictated where he wanted to go. I mean, significant player. I mean, he won a championship with the Milwaukee Bucks and said, I want out. And the Knicks almost had him. We talked about that a lot. And then the Lakers stepped in and, you know, they offered a better deal. And the Knicks, like, held out on some player that didn't become any big deal. But imagine how, I mean, the Knicks would have six championships. So he was LeBron, like, dictating where he's going before LeBron.
And then things just fell the right way. Then they get Magic. The rest is history, as they say. Back to the Yankees.
And James Worthy, who you have no respect for.
Not true. I think he's a great player. Just he's not Magic or Kareem. The Yankees have placed Gleyber Torres on the COVID-19 injured list after he tested positive for coronavirus for the second time in less than a year. He was fully vaccinated. He had COVID. And he still tested positive. So that is now 8 positive COVID cases for the Yankees this week. Playing pretty well, considering.
Brian Cashman said the variant that we've been dealing with has been pretty aggressive. But if you think about it, so 8 cases, 7 asymptomatic, wouldn't even know they had it if they weren't tested. The 8th case was symptomatic for a day, now asymptomatic. So I don't know. It kind of seems like... The vaccine actually works.
Yeah, that's what I take from it. Brian Cashman also said he believes that the rain delay Saturday ended up being a super spreader event because the coaches were all in a very small room close to each other, and he thinks that might be why they all ended up getting it. So you learn from that, right?
Yeah. That was not a fun 2.5 hours.
Right, because also what gets lost in the whole mask, Peter, and the social distance is time in close proximity, right? It's one thing to be close within 6 feet of somebody for a couple of seconds, but if you're there for like 2.5 hours, then that could be an issue. So just maybe you still, if you don't want to get it at all, then maybe you still have to be careful.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
There's another basketball team in the tri-state.
Oh, talk to me.
The Brooklyn Nets and their head coach Steve Nash talked about the lack of time the big three have spent together.
You know, I think it'd be great if we can get everyone on the court together. I'm not sure that'll happen. We'll see what happens. It seems like something different kind of changes by the day. But if we do have that luxury, that'd be great. You know, it won't be a lot. It won't be enough, but it'll be something.
They have not spent a lot of time together. It's going to be a fascinating playoff run for the Brooklyn Nets because I'll tell you this, though, guys. The fact that they haven't played together, to me, makes the early rounds for the Nets much more intriguing than it would have been otherwise.
Yeah, because they would have just steamrolled.
Right. Now we're going to at least be curious. Are they going to be there? How do they gel together?
It kind of evens the landscape just a little bit.
So let's say if it is the Knicks and the way they play defensively and there's a little bit of lack of chemistry, what does that mean? Does it mean one loss, two losses? Does it make the Nets maybe possible to get picked off? Like how do you think that would be?
I don't think they could be picked off by the Nets.
Yeah, I doubt it, but who knows whether they last. Can they even just stay healthy is interesting to me.
And think about this. If you're a Knicks fan, you'd probably get satisfaction out of this, right? Let's say you push them to six games, all right? And then they don't win because you worked them over in the first round and they didn't have the cakewalk that maybe the Sixers and the Bucks had in the first round. You could probably take some satisfaction in that, right? That you affected them in a negative way?
Yeah. I think if you don't win, though, it's kind of a Pyrrhic victory. So I get what you're saying. You try to pull some. Knicks fans might like it. I don't know if the Knicks will say, oh, we got them. I don't think players think like that.
Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the 22 women accusing Deshaun Watson of sexual improprieties, spoke to Fox 26 in Houston and said four women have met with the league, the NFL, to discuss what happened. And he said, quote, some of the women did not feel like they were being respected during their first three meetings with NFL investigators. He did not give details on what that meant. He said that there are others who want to meet with the league, and he's not sure whether he's going to let them do that.
Hmm.
So who knows exactly what that means. Tom Brady's dad is very excited about the Bucks-Patriots matchup. Let's hear from Mr. Brady on the Sports Hub 98.5.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season. It's a game where we get to root for against nobody. We get to root for the Patriots, but our most favorite team, of course, is the Buccaneers. And so we expect to beat the Patriots rather handily, frankly.
Now, do you think that Tom, the younger, calls up dad and goes, what are you doing? Like, there's not enough pressure in this game. Now you got to do this? Because he was not a guest on that show. He called in. Hi, this is Tom from Northern California.
That is hilarious. He's just arbitrarily calling radio stations. And by the way, did you see how he walked it back? I mean, he wanted to say we get to root against the Patriots. Oh, we get to root for all the teams. Really? Is that what everyone's doing? Is that why you're so excited?
Why would he have any love for the Patriots with his son being gone?
He has none. Not now.
I think Belichick right now, today, on May 13th, is game planning to stop Tom Brady.
How much do you think that game means relative to the entire season for Belichick?
I think he would give one of the veins in his leg to win that game.
Well, you need the veins in your leg.
I know, but one. I didn't say everyone.
We're looking forward to that. That's what, week four of the NFL season. Diana Rossini, by the way, on the DCR vehicle today, she said Aaron Rodgers is done in Green Bay.
I can't find a person, not one person, who believes that Aaron Rodgers is returning. I know that there have been teammates, friends of his that have sort of shed a little light that, yeah, it could get worked out. This isn't about money. This is relationship. It can be fixed. But the sense I was getting even before Schefter revealed all of this, because a lot of this was building, as I'm sure you guys know, there's a lot of whispers about this going on for a while, going back to why they didn't get his contract done. He's done is the sense I'm getting from playing for the Green Bay Packers. So, you know, I know that they've got five primetime games. The league obviously thinks that, Aaron's coming back. But at this point, mid-May, I would be really surprised if Aaron returns.
Diana, I have been lurking.
That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday.
Great
May
job. 13. Really a great job.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
But you know what? The party's not over, everybody.
No.
No, because this is the favorite part of Don's day. A half hour to himself. He doesn't have me or Peter stepping on him.
Oh, it's got to be
the
nice.
The Don Show for 30 minutes. Call in now. He'll take your phone calls. He won't listen that much, but he's got a lot to say.
Michael, can I add one thing before we go to the Don Show?
Sure.
Andrew really thought we undersold just how good it was when the Don and Dick Show happened the other night.
I don't think we did. See you, everybody. Don Show next.
Well, what the hell?
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.